Are these not perfect readings for finals? Though young men, and we'll include women in this, though young men and women faint and grow weary, and youths stagger and fall, sometime right before your OCHEM test, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. The whole gift of who the Lord is in our lives gives us a strength, gives us a endurance, gives us a spirit that is undaunted in the face of the challenges of life. And right now, so there's some challenges before you. A lot of you have tests, and those challenges are real. Let's also be real about what those challenges are in the big picture of things. Those are tiny, okay? They are small challenges in the face of real challenges that some people face, okay? So let's be real about that. Let's be grateful. You should consider yourself in the top 1% of humanity to be at a place like Carroll College, to be able to be formed intellectually and spiritually and relationally here, because most people don't have that opportunity. All right, so let's be grateful. Even in the midst of the hard work of finals and persevering to the end, right? I want to speak not just about the first reading, but about the gospel. This is famous Matthew 11, 28 to 30. All right, those of you who are considering tattoos, why don't you consider that, all right? Instead of like a treble clef wrapped in a fern or something, right? It's a terrible decision, all right? Matthew 11, 28 to 30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are weary, and I will give you rest." Come to me, Jesus says, right? Don't just think about me. Don't just read a book about me. Don't just pass a class about me. Come to me. Come close to me. Live in relationship with me. That's why we're called at Mass to live through Him, with Him, and in Him. Jesus wants that deep, deep relationship with each one of us. And He invites us to come, and to come especially when we're weary, when life is hard, when our energies are ebbing and waning, and we are not sure we can keep going. There is a place to go. And the place is the heart of the Lord, which is open to you and to me. And we are tempted to go to all sorts of other places, to lose ourselves in Netflix and just numb up, right? To hide in false relationships, to numb ourselves through external things that we put in our bodies. All those temptations are real. But what they don't result in is rest. Do they? There's no rest in that stuff. You can avoid, you can hide, you can numb as much as you want, but there is no rest there. Because our hearts, as St. Augustine said, 4th century now, 1600 years ago, our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O Lord. You have made us for yourself. So Jesus says, come to me. I will give you rest. But watch what happens then next, friends. That's why this passage is so strong and so good to know. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take my yoke upon you. Do you know what a yoke is? Right? Not the center of the egg where all the cholesterol is found. Okay? Yoke. Oxen were yoked together. Yoke is an instrument of work. Isn't it interesting that the Lord invites us to rest and to work at the same time? He invites us to rest in Him and to work with Him at the same time. An unwillingness to work with Him, to be about His mission, is a way for us to exit out of rest. But if we're willing to work, to be about what He wants, to say, my life is meant to be yoked with yours. And it's a great biblical image. They used to always yoke an experienced ox with an inexperienced one. And the experienced one would teach the inexperienced one how to work under the yoke. That's Jesus, man. He knows exactly how to accomplish the things He wants to accomplish. And He doesn't just want to accomplish that in you. He wants to accomplish that with you. That He invites you into the work of the kingdom. He says, let's go. Let's do this. Let's do this together. Through Him, with Him. With Him and in Him. And then as we work for the kingdom, then the peace of the kingdom also enters in. And that's the rest He's talking about. It's not an absence of doing anything, which, by the way, is a danger over break. I'll do nothing all day long. And what will happen is spiritually you will atrophy. And what you will actually do is not nothing, you will start sinning. And that's how that works. Because if we don't work with the Lord, if we're not about His kingdom at all moments, and the moments look different at different times, but if we're not about His kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. If we're not willing to work with Him, then our hearts will never, never experience the peace, the joy, and yes, friends, the rest that He wants us to know. So as we get to the end of the semester, is there a place to go if you're weary? Yes. Jesus. And He will invite you into His rest so long as you're willing to commit to work with Him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light.